ladies and gentlemen. And this is our special Championship Sunday happy hour, pregame happy hour. Yeah, I see some jerseys. I see Zoll Sport in the jerseys. Some folks are still jumping in, but we got a couple of big NFL, AFC, NFC championship games starting at 3 o'clock Eastern. So we got together and we're like, listen, we need to be the pre-show. Rebels happy hour. That's how it goes. Corey wasn't going to make it today at all, whether we did a normal time or regular time. He's flying, unfortunately, had a family situation that he had to attend to. We got him. We got his back and we're going to have some fun. And when I texted Rebel and said, what do you think about this? She was all in. And of course, we're coming off of a lot of fun stuff, whether you guys, I'm sure all of you checked out the Royal Rumble. And what the football games tonight, what are you eating? Are you tailgating? You're making some special stuff. What's going on with you? But before we get there, throw your questions in the chat. I see Coach Rosie's headed up from Rumble. He has a question. That's cool. We'll get to you, Coach. Before we get there, we got to introduce the star. The reason we're here, it ain't for this ugly mug. No, it's Rebels happy hour. Rebel, how are you?
I'm changing Rebels pregame happy hour.
There you go. I like it.
To everybody, I'm having an energy drink. The day is young.
Good idea. You know, we didn't want to start, but not too early. And there's a lot of football to watch. A lot of football to watch today.
There is. That's what I want to know. Who are you going for? And I don't want to answer first. But we know who Zoll's going for. He's got his Chiefs jersey on.
He does.
Adam, do you have your jersey on too? Or is that a European team? I can't tell.
I can't see what Adam's sporting. He looks like he's at a bar though. So that's a good setup for him. So Rebel, before we get into the questions for all these guys, and they're throwing a bunch of stuff in the chat, we're going to get to you guys real quick. I got to ask though, we saw you, because that's what we love to do, is see you on TV, Rampage. And you and Britt came down with Jamie Hayter. That was a big time main event match that we got to see on Friday night.
Yeah, it was the last match of the night. You're always concerned with that because they've seen an hour of Dark, they've seen 2 hours of Dynamite, yep, and then an hour of Rampage. So you always like hoping that the crowd is still, you know, in it. And Jamie and Emmy came with it, and the crowd got him pumped, and it was a really great match. And I love Emmy Sakura. Like, she is just a solid wrestler every time. And a little inside backstage,
we love it.
There's that, like, she actually, out of all her years, of experience and wrestling, and it's just like ingrained in her. Like, she still was nervous. She was nervous backstage, and I was like, oh, you know, like, yeah, you know, she wrestles on Dark all the time, and you know, so she's wrestling every week. But like, that girl, she still gets nervous, you know. So,
yeah. Hey, I mean, anytime you're on the big stage on national television, right? TBS, TNT, it's a big deal.
It is. It is a big deal. And she came with it. And so did Jamie, and victorious, retaining the title. So
they literally beat the shit out of each other. And you and Britt were fantastic. And Britt was rocking the Hayter 8 sign, and you were rocking those boots. Were those the boots that Zoll got you off?
Yes,
your list.
Those were the boots that Zoll got me and Kendall. And I also got some new presents in the mail that I was super stoked about. It was,
oh my God.
I got these. So in my gym, I have like this, a workout cage, and you can hang up these arm holders, and then you can do these ab things. And I keep looking at myself because I came from church, y'all. And I am in my looking holier than ever.
Yeah, white. It's so pure in your white top. Yeah.
Right? Little makeup. I'm fooling the whole church.
I love it. We got the church lady today, Rebel. With church chat.
Lady Rebel.
Yep, church chat. Isn't that special?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it was that. I think there was, and there's something else that was in there. And
so you got gifts. Go ahead. Yeah, the ab thing.
What was I already used it because I loved it, and I can't remember what it is.
Was it? It was another workout, a piece of workout equipment. Or
what was it, Zol?
Zolmos, look at him. He's beat red like his jersey.
That's true. No, it was the candle.
It's burning right now. Like as we speak in my kitchen. Like I couldn't like that. That's what it was. Oh my gosh, I'm sweating. It smells like, okay, it's called Cowboy and it smells like leather. And for all you guys out there, if you want a manly candle, Zol knows where to get it. It's called Cowboy, and it is.
Oh my God.
Oh, what you like new leather, like a new car, like new leather. Oh, it's so good. It's very manly and it's very, you know, for all you men out there, I want you all to buy that candle.
Okay. All right. Okay? We got it.
Don't have to get a foo foo candle. You can get the Cowboy candle and it smells
good. Get the Cowboy candle. Listen, since we have, Santa Claus is unmuted. We might as well keep it going. He was the first one that said he had a question. So, Santa Lopez, what do you got for Rebel this week?
Well, I've got ribs cooking in the oven right now. Polly, you saw it. I sent you there on Instagram.
Yeah, man, those look delicious. He sent me a picture of the ribs that he has for the game day. So, what are going to be with those ribs? What else you having?
Well, because it's just me, I'm just doing a potato salad. So, keeping it simple. Good.
I like it.
Keeping it simple. I got my workout in, which, you know, that's why I want to thank Rebel for, because, you know, the whenever you were on the road there, Paulie, we got a little bit of extra time with Rebel, thankfully. And it was really awesome that you got to spend a little bit of extra time with us top guys. And I asked her, I said, hey, what do I need to do to get back on my discipline? Because discipline is where I've been struggling and trying to get back working out, eating better, and what have you. And, you know, and Rebel said just little things at a time. And so since then, I've been doing little small things like drinking more water, watching my portions, making sure I make my bed every morning, things like that. And it's helped me. It's helped me put me in a little bit better. So I'm 5 days in a row at the workout. I got mine in this morning. So, you know, just thank you, Rebel. I really do appreciate your time that you do.
I love that you did 5 days in a row. That's great. 5 days in a row is like, I'm sorry, you guys, consistency is hard. And I even struggle doing 5 days in a row. Sometimes I'll like, I do two and I skip a day and then I do another two, or, you know, 5 days in a row is great. And when it's less off-putting, when you know, you like, if your workout's not that hard, like say, like for me, like when I know it's arm day, I'm like, got this, you know what I mean? So I have a program where there's only like four movements that you do, like in weight training. It's only four. So for me, that's like, I can get in there and do four real quick, four sets of four. I can get in there and do that really quick.
What are they? Give us your four sets of four. What are they?
Depends on the day.
Okay.
So like, if you want me to,
what are your arms? Tell us your arm, your four sets of four for your arms.
I have someone tell me to do it. That's what makes it easy, because I know if I have to think of what I need to do in the gym.
Gotcha.
I'm like, I don't want to, like, that takes forever.
We don't want to think. That's right. Just tell me.
I don't want to think. I don't want to read, and I don't want to think.
Dave in the QC said he hears that sex is great cardio. So, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. But you have to do it all night long.
Oh, there you go. That's the challenge there. Okay. And if you can't do that, there is a product out there we're all familiar with, and that's Blue Chew, but this is ad free, so we won't talk about it.
But isn't Blue Chew the sponsor?
Blue Chew is a sponsor for a lot of our shows. Arn Anderson's one that I get to read the Blue Chew ad on his show every week, and it's hilarious. It's so much fun. We have fun with that one.
I bet. Hey, just because we haven't said it in a while, titties,
go ahead, Zol. What else you got, buddy? Hey, by the way, the most impressive thing off that list that you said that you're doing for 5 days in a row for me was making the bed. I mean, that's a big deal, man. That's a big win.
It does. It helps. It's a mental win. So I got to brag on
every day. Every day you should make your bed.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow.
Well, thanks for joining here late, Dave. If you were here right on time, you would have known.
Known what?
Exactly. Rebel, real quick, I got to brag on my daughter, Kendall. She got a state qualifier for FCCLA. So she's going to go compete against others from the Sunflower State. So,
ooh.
Paula. So that being said, Kendall's also a dancer. She's going to actually do her first competition coming up in March. I'm a single dad. I have never been a part of competition dance. I don't know what to expect because I can only imagine the nightmare that is dance moms, but with Kansas. So what should I expect as a single dad going to my first dance competition?
Let's see. Is it held at a school gymnasium?
The first one? No, it's a business center.
Business center. So like a convention center?
Yep.
Yeah. So it is just swarms of little dancers everywhere. And this is just, it's so crowded. It's so packed. You know, there's people practicing everywhere. 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 5. You know, just so loud. There's everything going on. And the best thing you can do is just stand in the corner in the background, just waiting on your daughter. Just be a rock for her, be her calm, you know, like not, I just, even if you are affected and overwhelmed, no sell that shit. And cause she's going to be nervous. So just words of encouragement and calmness. And, yeah, when, if, you know, have water, or sometimes they don't let you bring water in there. You have to buy it there. Be prepared to have money to spend lots of snacks if they won't let you bring it in. Otherwise, I would have snacks prepared, like, because they're just gonna have like nachos and popcorn and suckers and candy and soda. Oh, wow. So if she eats healthy, or you want her to eat healthy, then bring oranges and nuts and whatever she's used to eating.
Okay, perfect. I will definitely take advantage of that. Thank you for this. And I think I'm going to hit you up on Cameo, get that order so we can give her words of encouragement for her first dance, because she is super nervous. She is really stupid nervous. So, and we haven't even, like, we're only still early on in practicing.
Two things, though, real quick. First of all, also potentially an opportunity to meet some single moms, you know, moms that are single out there too. So never underestimate the opportunity.
Make sure you dress good. Yeah, dress sharp.
Secondly, Zol, I'm sure we can look into a program where you can have a certain amount of your paycheck just directly deposited in the Rebel's bank account. So if we could figure out that service for you, we will let you know. It makes it easier than trying to guess Cameo, what gift next, and all that shit. So
okay, perfect. Perfect. I'll ask my employer Monday.
Yeah. We'll figure it out for you. No worries. We'll get on that. Coach Rosie, traveling back from the Royal Rumble from San Antonio. Coach, what's going on, man?
Oh, man. Royal Rumble. Phenomenal. I'm so blessed to be with my friend John here.
John Hickson, my buddy. Hey. What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. So Wednesday, John said, why don't you come out? Because we had a Thursday game. He goes, you got to get your mind off of things. If we win the last two games this week, we win the league. So this was a great distraction. But Rebel, let me tell you something about your girl, Chelsea. She got the second biggest pop of the night last night. Man, when she came out, it was phenomenal. Now, the ending for her wasn't very good, but she was great. People were chanting her name. It was exciting.
Oh, wow.
Did you know anything about her being in there? Yeah, it was great.
He asked if you knew anything about her being there at the Royal Rumble.
I wish everyone the best success. So glad that she was able to come back. Or go back. Yeah. What was your favorite part of Royal Rumble?
Cody.
Yeah. I feel like 16-year-old. I even got a Cody necklace. That's I'm going to awesome. Rock this to WrestleMania. I'm going to wear it every day until Cody brings the championship home.
Forget the necklace, Coach. Just try to implant it. Try to implant it in the side of your neck and be a real Cody fan. Yeah. You know, supporting
that. There you go. That's a good idea, Paul. Yeah,
right there. Have any of you Have you guys been watching Raw and SmackDown, where you've seen the Cody packages that have been airing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little inside
baseball
stuff on that.
Yeah.
Is that actually was filmed and shot by my fiance and his tag partner, Jerry Borash. So awesome. They
cool.
filmed all that with Cody. Yeah. So that's a little, that's a little proud moment of my, significant.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you shared that. That's cool. Because you don't even think about that stuff, but obviously someone had to go down to the Nightmare Factory and record his story and all that stuff. And there's Rebel, a small piece. That's awesome.
Yeah. That was really cool.
Coach, tell us about, you were at WrestleCon too. That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. We had about six of us top guys, Bobby, Jimmy, Gallagher, Danovius, John, and I, yeah, we were all up there. We saw, Matt Hardy, spent time with Arn. DDP was holding court. Lita was there. Sergeant Slaughter, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. The only person that wasn't there, Lex Luger. The only person that wasn't there was Rebel. Everyone was saying, where's Rebel? Where's Rebel?
I'm sure everyone was.
Yeah,
they were probably chanting my name like they did Chelsea.
Exactly.
No, it was louder. It was actually louder than. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. It was great all around. San Antonio was a fun city. We went to the Alamo. Everything was great, but I'm not leaving AEW, Rebel. I'm not cheating on you. It was a one night affair.
One night affair.
Team AEW.
Wait, that's Impact.
One night affair.
You know, I love y'all, but last night was a lot of fun.
I bet.
Hey, Coach, thank you. John, drive safe, man. Thank you guys for calling in. I got to pivot and transition that good stuff from the Rumble to Rebel. Did you watch it at all?
I did. And I'll tell you my favorite moment.
Go ahead.
My favorite moment is between Ricochet and Logan, where they springboard up and double clothesline out. Oh, my gosh. I fought so hard for that. That was fucking killer. That was my favorite moment of the night.
Yeah, that was cool. Cody went in the. I love Pat McAfee. I'm sorry, I don't know what you guys think of Pat McAfee, but he's a Western PA guy. So is Corey Graves, and their commentary during the Men's Royal Rumble. I mean, in some of the lines they slide in there that they don't want to cross the line, but just say enough to take you there. So entertaining and was so fun. And so it was cool to see Cody come out and win the Royal Rumble. Man, I just really enjoyed last. I was this is honestly the first WWE pay-per-view I watched from start to finish. And I enjoyed so many different moments in that. And I'm telling you what, nothing beats. Did you make it all the way to the end and see the whole Sami Zayn storytelling with the bloodline and all that? Did you make it to the end, Rebel?
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, my goodness.
I left. Because I was at... someone's house. I left right after the Women's Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Yeah, I had about a 45-minute drive, and so
They did the final. Continue the storytelling where Sammy finally made the turn on the bloodline, and everything, all the details from the facials, the announcers stepped out of it, let you hear what they were talking about in the ring. Everything was so well done at the end. The crowd reaction. It was probably one of the best storytelling angles. I mean, we've seen in years. It was.
I wonder incredible. Who's responsible for that. That
whoever they worked with, it was genius. But those guys delivered in that moment. I thought about Sami Zayn as you watch it back. The facials, the timing, those guys were all on point. Even the Usos, how they reacted.
I heard
it was so
his
good.
Whole segment leading up to last night was last week was spectacular as well.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. And I see guys in the chat chiming in with stuff too. I want to hear what you guys think, and I want to hear some of your questions and stuff. Let's see here. I'm trying to keep up, guys, with the chat. A lot of comments about the football game. Coach, before we let you go all the way, any predictions on the championship games? We got to get your predictions. Is it Eagles? Is it Niners? And is it Chiefs? Is it Bengals?
I took the Eagles and the Bengals. I took the Eagles minus the 2.5, and I got the Bengals on the money line. That's my bet. I don't think you need the points with the Bengals. Go with those two, and I think you'll do okay. At least that's my prediction.
What about Hickson?
49ers, Bengals.
Okay. All right. There we go. That's a That's going to be fun to watch. All right, guys, Eddie Prather, I see you next with question. Let's hear from Eddie.
What's up, Polly? What's up, Rebel? Last night, hey! Andy, the whole Royal Rumble, except for the dark pitch dark match, was great. Might have been maybe the best overall Royal Rumble pay-per-view I have seen.
Whoa. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
And when Chelsea came out, big time pop for her.
Yep.
Just too bad she didn't last long enough.
No.
The way she went out was perfect, because if she had stayed in there, she wasn't going to last till the end.
Yeah.
And now everyone remember, she made history of being the shortest amount of time in the ring.
And they want to, I supposedly, Rebel, the whole deal is to make her a Karen, a complainer. So I think that plays perfectly into now how her new character will. So you're right.
I want them to do the hot mess gimmick with her. I think she's great with that gimmick.
No. They won't do that. It's somebody else's.
Got to be their creation, right, Rebel?
Yeah.
My question for you is, how hype was the locker room on Wednesday when you guys found out that Tony was able to get Mark Briscoe to be on Dynamite last week? That was a hell of a match between Mark and Jay. Can't tell a lie, when the match ended, when Jay broke down, I kind of broke down too. I just can't imagine how hard it is for Mark and anyone that knows Jay Briscoe. So,
yeah, it was hell of a match. Everyone was supporting from backstage. I know you guys saw some people come out stage, but the backstage was filled as well. And, you know, some people don't need to, you know, don't want to show their support on camera. But I'm telling you, standing ovation in the back, just rows of people all the way back. And Jay tearing up, people hugging him, and Mark, you know, hugging everyone else. And it just was a moment of everyone bonding together, and I hope that everyone will carry some kind of love and camaraderie from it and not take everything so seriously and personally, and quit being marks for themselves.
At this past Top Guy weekend, I got to spend a 10 minute conversation with Jay Lethal. So what a good guy. I'm just
Jay Lethal is one of my favorite people backstage. Every time I see him, he is just a bit of sunshine for me. He's comfort, he's laughter, he's sunshine, he's positive. He's just an amazing soul and human, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you for answering my question.
Oh, he's also a bad guy. He's a prick.
Yeah, but they're going to have to turn back babyface sooner or later, right? I think, yeah. Thanks for answering my question, and titties.
Hey, before we let you go, titties, who's your pick for winning the games today, Eddie?
The NFC title game. I hope a blimp falls on the stadium and take out both of those teams. I hate both of those teams. I'm a Cowboys fan, so. And in the AFC title game, the Bengals, Pat Mahomes' daddy.
Oh, wow. Okay. He's going with the mayor, the Cincinnati mayor. Okay. I see you there, Eddie. So he hopes a blimp takes out the other two teams and then Cincinnati. So I guess you're going Cincinnati all the way. Always count on you, Eddie, for that insight and genius. So thank you for sharing. I see Coach wanted to share something about Sami Zayn. Coach, what did you have real quick?
Yeah, he stuck with the storyline so much that he stayed in the ring 30 minutes after that went off air. They brought out doctors, paramedics, a stretcher, and then they took him out of the ring. They really sold it. Sammy's really hurt.
That's cool.
Like tearing up crazy.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Cause you know, most of us wouldn't be able to see all that happen. So that's cool. And I did, by the way, stick around and watch the full press conference, which, you know, I have to say AEW really did the media scrums after their shows. And now WWE's doing press conferences after their shows, Rebel. So Cody came out and talked Bray, Rhea, and then Triple H closed it. And I'm glad they're doing those. I like those. I enjoy what they have to say afterwards. And they're not kayfabe, if that makes sense.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Cody who was very
aggressive and pushing them to do it.
Yeah, Cody. I think Cody really likes those, and so I think that's how those came about originally from AEW. But I don't want to misspeak.
And Triple H is a little more forward thinking than the old man too, so I think that helps too. It was good. I liked it, and it was just kind of felt like that NFL vibe, or you know, the AEW scrum without the scrumming that happened. One anyway. Let's see who else. Archie, you're up next, man. What's up, Art? How are you, bud?
Hey, Paulie. Hey, Rebel. First of all, thanks for being here. Sure. And Rebel, I don't think I've shown you someone here. This guy,
it'd be who's that cutie?
He's my sister's dog, Rex, but he's staying with me for a little while.
Don't feed him any people food.
Oh, he begs. He is a total beggar.
So he only gets dog treats.
He's plenty of those. Trust me, he is not skimping on getting those. So.
He's super cute. Dogs are so therapeutic. I mean, animals in general are therapeutic.
Oh, absolutely. So my question is more of an advice question. I'm going back to school next month for the first time in 9 years. Any advice?
Awesome. Advice for school. Are you going to go online or are you going to go in person?
Online.
Okay. So, are you going full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Woo! What are you studying?
Going for an associate's in business admin. So.
Nice. Well, is that something like, you know, you want to study, like, to when you read and study and all that stuff, you want it to be like something you're interested in reading. So I would get all the cheat sheet books. That's my advice. Good luck to that. I don't really have a lot of advice because, man, that's an impressive thing to do. I wish you all the best of luck. And I just assume that you're going to have to read your ass off. And if you do that, then you should do well.
Thank you. And thanks for your time.
Hey, Art, before we let you go, we got to know your predictions for who you're picking today. Come on,
yeah,
man. This is our pre-show, pre-gaming.
Oh, I got to go Niners and Bengals only because I hate both the Eagles and Chiefs. Sorry. All right.
There we go. Zoll's getting a little shit on today. But
I'll help Zoll out because I want to see 49ers and the Chiefs.
Okay.
All right. I'm hitting up your wish list again. Also, I just want to say, regardless of whoever wins this weekend, can we agree on one thing? Titties are the winner here.
Titties always win.
Titties always win. That's for sure. Let's see. Domino Chris, welcome to the happy hour. He said it's his first happy hour, so welcome, dude.
Thank you, buddy. I finally made one. I've been on the Top Guy train a few months now, but the timing's never worked out. But I finally made one. Rebel, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I usually have either sarcastic or obnoxious questions, but I don't have any questions today. I know you probably get told this a lot. I just want to say thank you for doing this every couple of weeks, because of all the AFS stuff that I've found over the months, years, whatever the case, doing the Zoom calls during the week, I don't think another show gets talked about more than this one. And what you do for us guys really means a lot to a lot of us. And I'm not sure if you I'm sure you realize that, but I just wanted you to know we all appreciate your time. And so for that, I just want to say thank you. I've tried to go back and listen to a few, but I haven't fully caught up on all the inside jokes, but I'm getting there.
The ones that I'm drunk the most are the best.
But. Yes. You got to come back when she's liquored up.
Yeah. One day.
Those were the night shows.
Okay, fair enough. I will try to work. The last couple of months' work's kind of interfered a bit, but I'm starting to make a change there. So hopefully, I'll be able to make some of the night ones.
Thank you so much for saying that, because I don't know. I mean, I don't tune into anybody else's show because I don't even listen to any. I don't listen to podcasts. I have enough shit on my plate. So, but I love all the guys that have all the shows, and I always wonder. You know, I'm always, Polly will ask you, I'm always going, Polly, are we doing enough? Polly, how are we doing amongst everybody else? And Polly, what can we do to do better? And I just want, you haven't heard this, but I'm usually around the end of the year when we like start our new year, I'm very thankful for everyone that does tune in, because it makes my day too. If I'm ever having a shitty day, and I come to every show, it's my world is turned around. And it's like, I feel so much better because, I don't know, we just have a family of our own and it's really cool. So thank you for saying that. It means absolutely. The world.
You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me, I had another story for another day, but 2022 wasn't the easiest. And I remember asking some folks about therapy. Have you been? I had never been. And you know, just trying to get some advice on that. And as soon as I joined here, It's funny how that kind of works, because, you know, our weekly, nightly, whatever the case, things have now become a source of therapy for a lot of people. And it's just really funny how that works out sometimes. So this is, like you said, if you're having a shitty day, it's fun to just mess around with the guys and gals and all that good stuff. So, yeah, all good vibes here today. As far as football goes, as a proud LSU boy from Baton Rouge, I'm never betting or picking against Joe Burrow. So the other side doesn't matter, because it's Burrow versus the world. Thank you.
Hey, titties to that.
Titties to that. Cheers, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you, Domino, Chris, for being here and for saying those kind words. And we hope you can definitely make it back. Normally, there's a third member of this group, and it's Corey Ryan Forrester, and he's bringing all the comedy and hilarity. And then the alcohol, when it gets mixed in, it can be a lot of fun. So I'm glad to hear that there is a buzz.
All three of us, we are a hoot when we're all drunk together.
We'd love to do at some point this year another live Rebels happy hour. It might not be.
Figure that out.
And potentially around like an AEW pay per view or something like that, where we could all get together and get you guys out to. So those are the best.
What you guys are doing?
They're doing an ad free show, Top Guy Weekend, but it's like at the end of June and it's in Huntsville, so it's not necessarily coordinated around. And I haven't really even heard the plans or schedule for that yet, Rebel. So that's what I'm saying. We might have to figure something out where we kind of go rogue and kind of do our own thing. And
mentally? Sure.
Yeah. Like, remember when Corey said to us, he's like, hey, we ought to go to Jacksonville sometime meet up with Rebel and do something. So I'm sure it'll all get figured out. I know Eddie said we need Rebel and Huntsville. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I haven't seen a schedule or anything, but we'll see what happens there. Let's see. Dave in the QC, I know you're just dying to chat, because I'm seeing that I have a question. What do you got, buddy? How you doing, man?
All right. First things first, I have beef with Rebel and Chris Jericho and Sixman, because you're not on the Jericho cruise this week. And the whole reason I went was to see Rebel. So this is bullshit. I don't even want to go anymore.
So I saw you kept tweeting about it. And so I didn't ever reply, because it's not, I don't think I did. Or I think I said I'm not on the list or something.
Yeah, you said something, but that was a long time ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, because it's like an unwritten rule. Like, same with like the show, like AEW Dynamite. You don't not promote the show just because you don't have a match this week. So I didn't want to like be like, I'm not going, you know, whatever. Because I guess it's an unspoken rule that you don't do that. So I'm sorry. I went to the last one. So we got to alternate so everyone can, you know, be seen.
Everybody's got to get a turn, right?
Yeah. Everyone's got to get a turn. So I don't know when the next one is.
I tried to get the old lady to go on this one, but she refused.
The old lady. How can you call her the old lady?
Hey, regardless, you will have an amazing time. You'll have so much fun. There's stuff to do like every second of the day. And I just remember having so much fun, drinking so much alcohol. It's just nonstop shit to do. They have an itinerary and like tons of things are going on, like over on the East Wing and the West Wing. And like, you just can just pick and choose and you won't regret it. You'll have a blast.
As long as the booze is flowing freely and there's not too many people hit by the pool where I can catch some rays.
There will be tons of people at the pool.
My old lady told me when I go to boat jail, I can't call her. So, Paulie, be expecting my phone call to bail me out of cruise boat jail.
I don't think if you call me and say that you're in jail, to me, I'm going to be like, keep his ass there. I'm headed over to make sure his old lady's okay.
I'll make a phone call to Jericho. I'll be like, hey, this guy, he's a total shithead. Keep him there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But secondly, we had a, sorry for the noise. I got an electrician here right now. Secondly, Paulie did an interview with my wife last Friday night on Filter Free Podcast. We did an Ask Jandy Live.
Yep.
And one of the questions Paulie asked her was, would she be up for getting in a wrestling ring? So Paulie and I were texting back and forth yesterday, and we said the dream match has to be Jandy and Rebel with Dave as the special guest referee. I'll try not to like be pointing at people from my britches the whole time, but I mean, I can't make any promises, but I'm going to need you.
Dave, she just came from church, dude. Come on. What are we doing?
What?
You can talk about boners in church, can't you?
Yeah. No. That's the church I want to go to.
Yeah. The Church of Wood. All right.
So what do you think, Rebel? You and Jandy mixing up in the ring with Dave as special guest referee.
I'll only do it if it's in a pool of vanilla pudding.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus Christ.
We can make that happen. We will make or a hot tub, because Dave has a hot tub too.
Hey, I'll only do it if the prize of winning is a hot tub.
All right, Dave, worth it. Sold.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm moving now, so I'm going to have to buy a new hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife and I are now moving to Huntsville.
What? How far away is that from where you are now?
I'm in Illinois now, so.
Oh. So why are you going to Huntsville?
Her job.
She just took a job in Huntsville. That's our job's like headquarters.
Oh.
And she just took a job in Huntsville. She's going to be leaving in like 2 weeks, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm going to let my girls finish out the school year here, and I'm getting the house finished up.
Mr. Mom!
Yeah.
He's not a MILF, but he's Mr. Mom.
I'm going to be dance class dad, and I think I'm going to make the old one quit softball, so I don't have time for all that shit.
I don't have time for that
shit.
No,
you can't make her quit softball?
Well, their team sucks, and they annoy me anyway. So I don't want to have to go to the games where they get.
Dave, you're probably like, you're the parent that all the other parents see walk into the game and like, shit, that guy's here.
You want to go to the game?
My kids almost got kicked out of town ball last year.
Yeah, I believe it.
They don't really like it when you bring cocktails to the games and then like you threaten to beat up the coach.
Hey, you got to put it in the ad-free shows mug.
Oh, I had it in a Yeti, but yeah. I mean, I just. The coach came at me wrong over some bullshit, and I wasn't playing it, and they told me that was strike two. I don't remember when strike one was. I must have been drinking that game, too. So,
look at Rebel's face.
I will let Jandy know that she's going to start training, and I guess I'll buy a
ref
swimming
shirt.
Pool. I'll buy another swimming pool, and we'll fill it up with some vanilla pudding.
Whose dad was, like, transported hot tubs?
Are you going to buy a house that has one, or you're going to have a hot tub?
We just bought that brand new one, and so now she's like getting all shitty about not having her hot tub. So we're looking at houses. We're looking at houses. She wants a pool.
I love her. Yeah.
And a hot tub is a must be. So I think we're going to buy something brand new. So there won't be a hot tub there, but I'll have to get it wired up and I'll buy her another one.
That's the hot tub that flows into the pool.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I have at my mom's house growing up. But I mean, we've been looking, but I don't know if we're gonna end up having a pool at the house. Some of the new neighborhoods in Huntsville have like community pools.
That's not good.
That's what I love. So my community neighborhood, I didn't want the upkeep of having to do a pool all the time. So I got a neighborhood that has a nice pool.
So the key is you got to find out the neighborhood Rebel lives into so that you can go to the community pool. That's where it's at.
But I want, so we're going to keep the golf cart. So we want to be able to go cruise the neighborhood on the golf cart, go down to the pool, and then I'll buy her a new hot tub, I guess. Cause
so if I win, I will take your old hot tub and whoever's dad it was that did hot tub transportation.
That was Mike Cole or somebody.
Bring it to me.
Yeah. I guess I could text Kolb and make that happen.
Yeah, he had some contact. But listen, when I interviewed her, Rebel, she said, I said at that one point, what's the most amount of swimsuits that you've owned? And she said between 40 and 50. Are you anywhere near that number at one time?
No way. No. Okay.
And you know what makes it even better, Paul? She didn't share it on that show, but I'll share it with you here. Her hot tub swimsuit is a black thong with no top.
Why you just go nude?
Well, just that's always just in case one of the kids come out, you know, because usually we put the kids to bed, then we go get in the hot tub. But when you have a 7-year-old and 9-year-old, you never know which one's going to pop. I need some water, some juice.
There.
So she always has her robe.
God, but, I'd make sure the water and juice is on the counter. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to pre-plan.
I'm never going to complain about titties floating. So, you know, it's
titties!
Just.
Titties. Oh, man. I love happy hour. Rebel, has this already made your day better? I mean, this is, you said this is fun for you. Is this fun?
It is so much fun. I mean, just, it's like our own little Cheers. Like
it is.
Like, so in my neighborhood I lived in before the one I do now, I lived right off of a brickstone street, a main street of like all these bars and restaurants. And I just love it so much because I could stumble on home and I could belly up to all the bars. And now that I'm more in a suburbia, I don't have that. And I so miss it.
Yeah.
And so like, this is kind of like my Cheers. And like, I'm home so I can stumble on downstairs. And yeah, and you just get to, and normally if I'm at a bar, I don't like talk to everyone. Like, I'm somewhat antisocial. And so.
Plus at the bar, they're not sitting there just as you're talking, looking up your Amazon wish list, purchasing you items left and right either.
Hey, I would go to the bar more if they did.
Hey, there's a question
right now to see if anywhere's hiring around that area so I can think, you know,
right now, Zol's looking at what flavor pudding to buy for the hot tub on, and he's checking.
It's supposed to be vanilla. She said vanilla pudding.
Chance has a question.
No, I've got a Costco card ready to go. So Dave, that'll help make it happen. All
the referee's pants. So we're good.
So a couple comments in the chat. Chance Ellis says pudding or Jello. What is it? Pudding or Jello? Which is it?
Pudding or Jello?
Yeah.
Well, and originally it said chocolate pudding. I was like, no, you can't have chocolate. Looks like we're wrestling and shit. And so that's why I said vanilla pudding. But okay. Jello could be a very good option. Yeah.
And then Coach Rosie said Zol is the new Marty. So there you go. Okay. Wow. Shots fired.
Those people are just cock blockers.
That's right. There you go. Look at Rebel support.
Zol's probably the smartest man on here right now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now you're going to get, Zol's going to get some heat now. Here goes Zol's getting some heat.
Bring it. Hey, I've already been bringing the heat brought in the heat. So I'm going to bring it right back.
Oh, there you go. What else? Hey guys, I want to make sure we get to all your questions. Hit me up in the chat because I've scrolled through. I want to hear some more football predictions too. Dave, before I let you go, Mr. Dave in the QC, give us your championship game projections.
So I run a playoff pool every year. We have 40 guys in it this year. It's $50 a head to get in. And the way it works is you pick the winner of each round. So the first round, you pick who's going to win the game, and you pick total score of the game. So if you pick, say, you know, you had Dallas played Tampa, and if you picked Dallas to win, you get 10 points. And then if, say, you pick 40 points, say you think Dallas is going to win 31-9, like what they did or whatever it was, that would be for you get an extra 10 points. If you had picked, you know, if the final score was 42 points and you picked 40, you'd get 8 points. So I didn't do so hot week one. Last week, out of a total of 80 points, I got 76 points from the four games. So I'm back in it. This week, I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
With 42 points. And I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals with 50, especially now that I'm hearing Kelsey is hurt with back spasms and might not play. Holy shit.
Yeah, last I saw, he was going to, but
he's a game time decision.
Is he? Wow. Yeah.
They just announced that.
Yeah, but okay. I think the Eagles are going to be too much for the young quarterback, Brock Purdy, with the 49ers. Eagles looked damn good last week. They've looked all good.
I can't wait to see their offense against the Niners defense. To me,
that's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah. And I'd like to see the Bengals make it to the Super Bowl again and lose so Timmy C can have another heart attack.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
They'll become the new Bills of the 2023s. How many years in a row can they make it and lose?
When my team's out, I don't really care. I just want for some good games. And then
me too. You know, I made some
bets. So I will pull for my bets. Let's just put it that way. But when it comes down to this time and your team's no longer in it, I just want to see something good. I don't want to see blowouts. Yeah. Shitty games during the playoffs when there's only one game on suck.
Yep. Hey, real quick too, before I let you go, Filter Free did a Royal Rumble pool. Talk about men's and women's and how that turned out.
Yeah, we did a Royal Rumble pool last night. We did a live drawing on the pre-show. We had Moonshine Mantell with us. He's one of the Filter Free podcast favorite wrestlers. He's been in AEW for some AEW dark, some great guy out of Kansas City in Texas. He joined us. He had some other guys from Central States Wrestling there in Kansas City with us.
Cool.
And Paul Bromwell drew lucky number 30 with Cody Rhodes for the Men's Rumble.
Yeah.
And it was a $10 buy-in for the Men's Rumble and a $10 buy-in for the women. So most people just gave 20 or 40 or whatever and got a name or two in each one. And Paul won $150. The other $150 were donating to St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Yep.
So we gave out $300 in prizes and $300 to St. Jude.
Who
won the women's, Zol?
I don't know who won. Who won the women's? Let me look real quick.
Bro, so whoever had pick one, Rhea was number one entrance. So it's whoever had pick one. Chris Allen, Eddie Prather saying.
Oh, that's my buddy down in Huntsville.
Okay. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. When Dave texted me, you got 30. I thought, oh man, this, who knows? And then when I sat there and it was Cody, I'm like, well, I'm feeling pretty good. So that was fun.
Yeah, I had 12 and 23 or something like that for the Men's Rumble. So first Brock Lesnar came out and I'm like, well, normally that'd be pretty good, but you know, they're not doing Brock and Roman again.
No.
And then number 18 or 23 or whatever my other one was one of the guys from Street Profits. So I was immediately out. So it's.
Which, by the way, I think.
I don't give a shit.
I think JD Hoop, you guys know JD, right? Does all the artwork and all that stuff. I think he helped them once again with their Spurs gear for the Rumble. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on
Sean
that.
Sean Jones won the women's Rumble.
What do you mean? Like
Sean Jones
did?
Yeah. So JD Hoop does a lot of graphic art. He does a lot of graphic art for a lot of the podcasts. He just did for the Kurt Angle show. We've decided to sell on our show, which it's not available yet, but will be, the guests of the Kurt Angle show from 2021. And it's him with all the guests. And then Kurt actually autographed every single one of them. And we're going to put that on our store. But JD Hoop did that too. He's the one who did the Britt Baker for my son.
Awesome.
But he also is starting to do gear and has worked with the Street Profits on their gear.
Tell him to design me some gear.
Oh, yeah. Are you serious? Because I'm sure he would love to.
Yeah. And then maybe that'll get my ass in the ring one day.
He did our cheer shirt, by the way. Remember our old cheer shirt?
Yeah.
That was him.
I love
that. He joined us on the pre-show last night. And we hooked him up with Moonshine Mantel. It looks like he's going to try and do something for Moonshine, too, because we're going to sponsor a Central States wrestling show in May and go down. I think Efren's going to join
what
us. And we're going to go down there.
Central States.
Central. It's an NWA out of Kansas City. It's called Central States Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
He said Carl Bramlett said both Hoop Brothers were on last night. Love both Mike Hoop and JD. They're both great guys. But Rebel, if you're ever serious and text me and you'd want him to come up with some gear, just let me know. He's fantastic.
I'm serious. Text him right now. Shit.
Yeah, you can text me too, Rebel, anytime.
Oh, I love it. Anything else, Dave, before we let you go? We got about 9 minutes left. I want to make sure we get some other folks in here.
Yep. Let everybody
I'll text
else
in. You in with just I got... to see where the hot tub's coming in.
Yeah.
Shit. So
when the track, the only text she wants from you is that tracking number. Okay.
Oh, that okay.
All right, guys. Anybody else who wants to?
I think Rob
Hewitt. Does he have something?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I've been thinking about this since last night. So, you know how WrestleMania expanded to two nights, right?
Yep.
Well, I was thinking, should Royal Rumble expand to two nights? Like have the men's Rumble on night one or women's Rumble night one, whichever, and then the other Rumble on night two. Mm. I mean, I don't
know. It is a long night. I was just thinking that they should make it shorter.
Right.
It is such a long night. And I was like, those Rumbles didn't have to be that long.
Right.
I think was the men's hour and a half and the women's was an hour?
Yeah. And there were so many freaking video packages. Like,
yeah.
They were trying to fill time. And like, if you had two nights, 4 hours maximum, you know, like.
Just don't have anybody perform a song anymore live on the event. Right. Okay. Can we all agree on that?
Unless it's for an entrant, you know.
Yeah.
Don't do live music. That's
yeah,
me. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But yeah. That's actually a great idea because I like the idea of kind of having like a big party to I like the idea of having someone like perform. Yeah. But it's like the opening of the show.
Yeah,
or during someone's entrance, maybe someone gets a longer entrance because the person is coming, like you know, they're performing the song, but also it's someone's entrance. That would make it more.
I agree, but not. Don't stop the whole show. Rip the ring ropes down. Have them take over the ring and do a suck ass. Somebody tweeted last night that Hardy looked like he. That guy looks like he ate Kid Rock, and that kind of popped me. But it was fun.
But the thing because they've got stuff advertised for SmackDown this week, right? Charlotte versus Sonya Deville, and like. Why couldn't you have done that on the Rumble or like concluded the SmackDown tag title tournament on?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like they could have had a Raw women's match. They could have had a SmackDown women's match, et cetera, and then split it into two.
Right.
Who knows? It could be a possibility someday. I mean, this is still fairly new for WrestleMania. And as long as they start to see, listen, they're all about the dollars, man. Mm-hmm. So if it makes money, you never know where their head went. But Royal Rumble's number two for sure behind Mania in my mind.
Triple H said on the, at the press conference last night that they had it blew every past Royal Rumble gate out of the water.
Yeah.
So like, doing two nights wouldn't be a bad thing, I think.
It's just two nights of production, two nights of everything, you know. It's a whole deal.
Right.
In a way though, I feel like it takes away from the specialness of WrestleMania.
Yeah. What I do like too is how this was a Saturday night and then Sunday we get all us football geeks get our football day too.
Right.
I mean, this is like the perfect sports weekend.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Who's your prediction? Before I let you go, who's your prediction for the games today? Do you have one, Rob?
I have no idea who's playing.
Okay. It's okay. So, all good.
I hope they have fun.
Well, thanks for chiming in, man. Appreciate you. And love having you on Happy Hour. I'm going to go to Coach. He had a follow-up about Revolution. Coach, AEW yeah. Revolution is going to be in San Francisco this year yep. in March.
Wait, hold on. Chris's Domino, Chris's dog is so cute right now. You see him like...
Just I can't see him
underneath his chin and was like snuggling up. He's so
oh,
cute.
Okay. I
Who
see
is
him now.
That, Chris? What's his name?
His name is Pavel. Paulie, you're a hockey fan. You might be able to guess who he's named after.
Pavel Bure, right?
Close. The other one, no? Red Wing.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's
cool.
Mr. Datsuk. No, he. His name is Pavel. He's about 3.5 years old. Jack Russell Beagle. Perfect mix of energy and cuddles. He's the best dude in the world.
Oh, awesome. Look at little Pavel. Look at his head. Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, he's spoiled AF for sure.
He's a little snuggler. Wait. Oh, yeah. And Chance has got a kitty.
Chance has a kitty.
This is pet day. Chance, who is that?
This is Fabrizio.
Fabrizio.
Not too happy
hey,
right
Fabrizio.
Now.
Adorable. A little aww. Tuxedo cat.
Go ahead.
Fabrizio and Porch Kitty need a meet.
You heard that?
Porch Kitty's usually in here, but I don't know where she is today. It's too early for her.
Yeah. Yeah. This is early happy hour for Porch Kitty.
He's going.
There you go.
Okay, sorry, Coach Rosie was we're
yeah
hearing
he was
from him.
No, you're good. You're good. I love animals. I was just curious. With 5 or 6 weeks left, I don't see much direction in the stories for you and the doc. What's going on? You know what can we look forward to going into Revolution? Or are you guys just going to be an afterthought, which would be bullshit?
I mean, seriously, is the doctor, the DMD, ever an afterthought?
No,
I want her in the forefront.
Well, I just hope she's healthy, Rebel.
Yes, she is. Afterthought.
Oh my God, the heel. No, the
you
afterthought is Thunder Rosa. Okay, exactly. She's the ultimate afterthought.
She's gonna join in the vanilla pudding hot tub match.
No, she is not. Rebel's out.
I'll drop out.
Yeah. No, never mind. Never mind.
So is DMD healthy? Like, will we see
you
her?
Know, actually, Thunder Rosa is more likely to do that match than I am.
Oh!
And try to sell it on her Patreon or whatever she.
Yeah. OnlyFans or whatever she's got. Yeah.
Ow!
You know Dave's a VIP member of that. He looks to look at her feet and all that stuff. I'm sure.
Oh, that's weird. I don't do feet. I keep telling Janie to start an OnlyFans and show her feet, but she won't do it.
That'll be on the next Ask Jandy Live. We'll talk about it. All right.
Jandy would make more money than Thunder.
Hello. I'm with you. All right. So go ahead. So how is DMD? Because I know they pulled her from the triple threat match. And to Coach's point,
you saw she came out during who was it? Ruby and Storm's match. She's just fine.
Good. Because if she's fine, she's on TV. And if she's on TV, Rebel's on TV.
Even when she's not fine, she's on TV. I mean, Rolls Royce, role model, like the wheelchair, the...
That's right. That was some of the best skits.
Right? The waiting room. We capitalize on everything that happens to us, okay? So we're never an afterthought. And... I would just expect to, I don't know. I don't know what to expect, to be honest, but I expect to continue.
You expect she'll continue to be the forefront of the women's division.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it.
And Rebel, if Paige ever yells again, or not, Soraya, whatever the fuck her name is. If she yells, "This is my house again," I want you to slap the hell out of her. All right. Cause this isn't her house. Is you in the doc's house.
DMD.
Right?
There you go, DMD. It is. Like, I love that she thinks, like, she loves her. She wants to keep her saying, but it just doesn't go. It doesn't fit. So, she's got to find a new phrase.
There you go. Well, hey, listen, it is 3:00 Eastern. It's time for some Bengals Chiefs. Zol, get those ribs out of the oven. Rebel, thank you for doing this early. You love the idea, and I'm glad you did.
Yes. I never turned down a pregame.
That's right. Pre-game. And love you guys for joining us early. I know this was a different time. Enjoy the AFC Championship. Enjoy the NFC Championship. Have a lot of fun. We thank you so much for partying with us this pre-game show, Rebels Happy Hour. We'll see you next time in 2 weeks. By the way, Rebel, we'll have to talk about it because that's Super Bowl weekend. So we maybe have to adjust the time a little bit so that we can be maybe the pre-show for Super Bowl. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Kitties!
I want to see everyone at a Super Bowl party, like Zooming at a Super Bowl party so we can all live vicariously through everyone.
All right. Sounds good. That's your homework, boys. Figure out a really cool Super Bowl party. We'll see you all here in 2 weeks on Rebels Happy Hour. On behalf of Rebel, this is Paulie B. Titties. Titties.